Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello everyone, and welcome to part 3 of this message about what our Creator says about watching TV and how this is affecting us today and how we must change. We continue now with part 3. The reality of this is none of us should even have time to sit home watching the news. We shouldn't have time to listen to the news because we're too busy living the life that Yahweh told us to live. Can you just imagine Yeshua and his disciples taking a break from preaching to sit down and watch a whole bunch of people on TV teach them things of the devil and persuade them to do things of the devil? Can you imagine that? And then them doing it? Well, you know, the Bible says do this, but we saw a group of people on TV saying we need to do this. Yes, it goes against the Bible, but we're going to do it anyway because most people are doing it, so. If more people got excited about the salvation and the redemption that comes through Yeshua, our Messiah, as they did their stimulus check, we wouldn't be in this situation to begin with. I see so many people excited to get a little stimulus check in the mail. Where's that excitement for Yeshua? Where's that excitement for Yeshua? We should be that excited to get a prayer request answered, which is much more valuable, by the way. We need to get this right, folks. We need to get this right. Praise our wonderful Creator for His healing touch on His people. You know, and we spend our time speaking to Him every day in this holy set-apart day He's given us and this set-apart time He's given us. The joy. How many of you have joy today? How many of you have peace today? And how many of you are faithful in the words of a wonderful Creator? Think about our lives. Look around you. What you have in your house. All the extra stuff that you don't need. Think about it. Look around you. Think about what you're spending your time with every single day to support. Think about your actions, how they're supporting certain things, and your words, how they're supporting certain things. Think about that. The work you do, the living that you make, what you do for a living, your hobbies in life, all of this, how much of it and how many of your decisions are based around the vision that you were told on a TV set, the television, and how much of those things are based on what the scriptures tell us to do. These are the questions you need to ask yourself. These are the things you should ponder. These are the things we need to understand. What does the Bible tell us to do with the knowledge that we've been giving through the scriptures? Every single moment, you're home, listening to the news on TV. You could be out there sharing the gospel with someone. Or praying to our Creator. Or reading His holy word. Every single second you spend watching something or playing something that is not edifying or glorifying our Creator is the antithesis and going against it and is pleasing the enemy. Entertainment of the world today is not based on scripture. And it's going to get you in trouble. To be entertained by the local media and the news, So much so that you're watching this reality TV all day long or listening to it. So much so you're listening to it that you would comment on it. And you'd get in discussions about it. And waste even more time speaking about these things. We got to understand, where are we investing our time, folks? Where are we investing our time? What are we investing our time with? We're all going to make some mistakes at certain points in our lives, or not the best decisions and not the best choices. But our Creator promises wisdom, to learn from our mistakes, to grow from our past, and to no longer be the people we once were, to be new creatures in Him. To be willing to be able to die to ourself so we could rise again with Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be a new creature and a new person in Him. How many of you are willing to suffer for the things of Yahweh? How many of you fear sin and living against the guidelines and instructions, and you're in awe of our Creator? I said it. I posted a video this week. You know, people just don't fear sin today, and that's the issue. You know, sin is the most contagious disease out there. You know, I see people walking around, and they're trying to avoid, in every way, they're trying to avoid this COVID-19, or they don't want to get Ebola or something else. So anyone that's contagious, they don't want to be around. For I can go anywhere, and cough, people will run away from me. I can go anywhere, and I can tell people, I have a little high fever. They won't let me in a store. I can go anywhere in today's world, and I can tell people I just got over COVID, and people will be skeptical if they want to even be around me. No one wants to be around these viruses that are contagion, because they don't want to get sick. But if I walk up to a front store, I don't ask, and somebody's not there asking me, are you a sinner? You're not allowed in this store if you're a sinner. I don't see somebody asking me, well, if that man sins, I don't want to be around him. Sin is more contagious and deadly than any other thing out there. But people seem not to care. I don't see people getting their vaccinations against being a sinner. And by the way, that's prayer and reading your Bible. If somebody told you the greatest vaccine for COVID or some other virus or disease was the more Bible you read and the more you live by it, the less of your chances you're going to get it. There might be more people reading their Bible these days. But that's the antidote for sin, is knowing our Creator. That's the antidote. And the enemy has people's minds shut off to this truth, where people don't know it. People aren't realizing it. And people are doing something that's just of the devil, and they're justifying it. I see the way women dress at church today, doing pure wickedness and justifying it. I see the way men look at women doing evil and justifying it. I see how people supposedly in power or in a position of power, I see how they take bribes and they do things. Or I see how their motivation is for money more than for souls. Doing wickedness and justifying it. This is what the news teaches people. This is what the TV teaches people. And this is what's happening today. For the Bible says repentance brings refreshing. Repent does not mean that you're able to squeeze some tears out of your eyes. Repentance doesn't mean that this moment you feel bad about something that you're going to continue doing. No, repent means you're going to change your mind and you're going to start doing things differently. and that's going to change your actions. How many of you are up for the challenge? The challenge of calling up your cable company and telling them you no longer want to have television in your house. How many of you are up for that challenge? Go to your little phones and your little computers. Go to YouTube and find out how to hook up your TV to your computer so you can get YouTube on your TV or something else that's edifying that you could watch that's going to help you, enhance you. Set your limits for your children so they can't watch things without your approval or without you knowing what they're watching. And cut that cable off and save money. By the way, you're going to save a lot more money than you're getting in your stimulus check by cutting your cable off. I never thought of it that way, right? Somebody's paying $200 a month for cable, getting 400 channels a month of a whole bunch of junk on there. Guess what? Guess what? Guess how much you're saving? $200 a month by not watching and letting that junk in your house. That's more than a stimulus check. It's going to help you out a lot more spiritually as well. Absolutely. So when you get your TV that you bought with your stereo sound and all that, start putting some holy music on there. And you could fill your lives and your TV sets or your computers and everything else with a tremendous amount of good information. Tremendous amount of good information. Good preaching. Good preachers out there. Good information out there. And I tell you this right now. I don't care if it's somebody that calls himself a man of Yahweh or somebody that calls himself anything. Not one curse word should ever come across that TV screen. Not one curse word should ever come across that phone or that computer screen. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. If there's a curse word in it, it has nothing to do with our Creator. And if it has nothing to do with our Creator, it's of this world and of Satan. Not one curse word. Not one immodest woman. Not one lie should come across your screen. That's it. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. And if anything, I don't care what it's titled, I don't care what you think it is, if anything is immodest, if there's a curse word in it, if it's promoting things that are not of Yahweh, there's no place to tell that vision to your family and to yourself. There's no place. And there's no excuse. And there's no excuse. Remember the deception of the enemy is so powerful, but Yahweh is even more powerful. We have to choose what side we want to choose. There's no room for allowing things in that are not of Yahweh. That includes getting drunk or getting high or taking some other drug. I don't care if it's sniffing glue. If Yahweh's word is filling you up, you shouldn't need that stuff in your life. The bottom line. That's what the scriptures say. Stay sober minded. Stay sober minded. Stay sober minded. There should be no, your children should never see people doing these things. And you should never be doing these things. Stay sober minded is what the scriptures say. So we need to be careful and wise about what we allow in our house and who we allow in our house and what is being said, what they're saying. What's being said on the TV? What the TV is saying? The joy and the peace. The joy and the peace. You know, I have here on my desk, just looking now, this wonderful ministry, Fox's Books of, Voice of the Martyrs. Wonderful story by the person that started this, talking about what's going on in the world and how people can't even share the gospel without getting persecuted and people are willing to die just to get the message out. Do you know in other parts of the world, you know, people are willing to die because they want people to hear the gospel so much so that their greatest desire is just like Paul, in the scriptures to share the gospel with their enemies, with their enemies. In this country, we're scared to share the gospel with our best friend, let alone our enemies. The thought that somebody would perish without hearing the gospel or seeing it in action was so scary that people would tell their enemies and have the great desire to tell their enemies to share the gospel of Yeshua with them. Out of this world. Out of this world. So I pray people are going to wake up and get it. I pray people are going to wake up and get it. So praise Yah for this wonderful day he has made. So we need to be careful about these things. Yes. So yeah, there are just, and I'll tell you this, you know, I haven't looked at the comments here, but anyone that uses any curse word at any time, a curse word can never be used righteously. I'm telling you that. Repent, repent, repent. A curse word can never be used righteously. And oh, I'll come back here and I'll do a Q&A another time, but this is the time to share the word. The word and what the word says, and people need to hear it, and people need to wake up, and people need to realize the great danger that they are in, the great danger that they are in by not following what our Creator tells them that we should be doing. Great danger. So it's time people woke up and people get it right, and people get it right. So I just, there's too many people out there. There's too many people out there being saturated with so much hate. So much hate today. So much hate. No believer in Yahweh should have any hate in them at all. No believer should have any hate in them at all. It should all be love. It should all be in great love. Great love. Love. That we want to go and share and tell others. Love that we want to do these things. There's a great thing in the scripture that talks about a man who was owed a lot of money. And he went to the person that owed him a lot of money. And he deserved it. This was his money. And he forgave that man. But that man that was forgiven went and found somebody else that owed him money. And when he went get that money, he said, you must pay me now. And then the people that, the king that forgave him of his debt went back and said, I forgave your debt and look how you went back and look what you did. Do you understand the great gift you've been giving by knowing the gospel, by knowing the truth, by knowing this truth? Every person here that's listening right now, what are you going to do after I stop speaking? What are you going to do after I stop speaking? Are you going to turn on in the news to get your update of what's going on in the world? What are you going to do? Are you going to go out there and share this message with others? Or are you going to go out there and become the news and go share the message of Yeshua with others? To find strangers, to find people that do not believe in the scriptures and let them know? Are you going to post something to the internet that says the truth, know the truth, and the truth will set you free? Or are you going to continue to play along and watch the cartoons and the fiction that's on TV and everything else? And continue to live against our Creator's guidelines and instructions? He says to love mercy. To love mercy. We've been hurt in our lives. A lot of us out there have unforgiveness and bitterness and all these other things that are of the enemy. Joy and peace. Joy and peace. Joy and peace are the things we must seek. A lot of the comments and the chats, there are a lot of you out there that are hurt. and you have unforgiveness, a lot of issues out there. Let me, okay. Praise our wonderful creator. This is the day as we he has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. That's what the scriptures say. This is the day as made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. So I just want to go over a couple of these verses here that are really important that we go over every day in our daily prayers. Proverbs is another word for wisdom. And it says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me early should find me. Getting up early every single day, in the morning, every day is new. It's not about accepting him once in your life, one time in your life. Every day is new in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Every day is new in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Those that seek me early shall find me. The average people today will get up and they'll turn on the news as soon as they get up to get an update on all the things that happened the night before. Well, scripture shows us, no. Seek the word first. Seek the word first. This is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoicing and being glad in the words that he's given us and the day that he set before us. How many people get so upset when their favorite sports team loses a basketball game or a football game? They get so hurt. They're so emotionally connected to sports. They're so emotionally connected to worldly things. But they're not connected to Yahweh's holy, motivating words and what he tells us and shows us how to live our lives. If you are motively connected, emotionally connected to our Creator's words as much as you were to sports today, if you are emotionally connected to our Creator as you are to your sports figures and your sports heroes and your superheroes and your acting heroes in the movies today, we would have no choice but to walk around in joy. Enjoy knowing that we got the greatest superhero out there, the greatest king out there in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. We should emotionally be completely at ease and in peace. Never defeated. An undefeated record. But people are more emotionally connected to their sports and their TV than they are to their creator. There's no room for any of these things that somebody who believes, the rejection, the hatred, the violence, the jealousy, the strife and the shame. Can we do that? Can we become emotionally connected with our creator as much as we do the news and the media and everything else? I see so many people talking about, who lost this political race and how upset we are that our guy didn't win. Well, if you're a believer in Yeshua, your guy won. Hallelujah. And we need to be a complete joy that he always wins. He's undefeated. 100% of the time he wins. And you're on his team. It's his kingdom. And you're part of this kingdom. That's what we need to be emotionally connected to. That's what we need to be making comments about. That's what we need to be telling people about. Not about some man-made fiction race with news talking about all this negative stuff. No, we need to talk about the truth, the way and the light and the life of Yeshua, who's 100% victorious every single time. That's why it says, this is the day is made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. We understand what the scriptures say, and it says in his word, his holy word, that we should rejoice and be glad in his word, and that our lips and our mouth will declare Yahweh in his praise every single day, every single breath we speak that he gave us. That's where we need to be. But we get caught up and sucked into the world today. And we let this stimulus check make us so happy. And I got people call me up. Nobody's called me up. The first thing I want to hear on the phone is, hallelujah, did you repent today? And are you praising a wonderful creator? The first thing I don't want to hear when somebody calls me is, did you get your check yet? Did you get your check yet? I will reply, did you get your salvation yet? Did you get your redemption yet? Hallelujah. That's there should be your reply. when somebody says, did you get your check yet? Did you get your redemption yet? Did you repent yet? Did you repent yet? That's the question we should be asking each other. We need to wake up, folks. You know, it's the darker the day, the brighter the light we can be in that day. That's where it needs to be. And that's how it needs to be. And this I pray, that our love may abound still more and more in knowledge, and all discernment, that we may approve the things that are excellent, that we may be sincere and without offense till the day of Messiah, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Yeshua Messiah, to the esteem and praise of Yahweh, our wonderful Creator. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is what's going to set us apart and keep us holy. His holy words. His holy words in this wonderful day. He has made that the peace would be amongst us. The peace. May the expression of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart find favor before you, Yahweh, my rock and my redeemer. Psalms 19, verse 15. This is what we need to understand. The two sides of the enemy in this spiritual battle that goes on out there today. And choose the right side. Choose Yahweh. Choose Yahweh's way. And to not get caught up in this world and the world's ways. Yes, how many of you are ready to unhook that TV right away, right now? How many of you to unhook that cable? Shut that cable off. You no longer want the cable. You no longer want it. Get rid of the cable. Get rid of the local TV and the programming and the media. How many of you are ready to stop watching the news? How many of you are ready to stop watching the news this very day? No more. Go on a media fast. Stop watching the news. There's no two sides or political figures or characters. No, there's Yahweh and then there's the world. You choose this day who you will follow. That's your choice. I pray the Father would grant us, according to the riches of his esteem, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Messiah may dwell in our hearts through faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Messiah, which passes knowledge, that we may be filled with the fullness of Yahweh. Ephesians 3:16-19. That we may be filled with the fullness of our wonderful Creator. Hallelujah.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
You are my joy. You are my song. You are the well, the one I'm drawing from. You are my refuge. My whole life long, where else would I go? Surely my God is the strength of my soul. Your love defends me. Your love defends me. And when I feel like I'm all alone, your love defends me. Your love defends me, yeah. Day after day, night after night, I will remember you're with me in this fight. Although